Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every word of worship
with worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
God bless you, saints of God. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. Every praise to be our God. Bless you and also bless you. We just give honor to God this Monday morning, Eastern Standard Time, here in the United States of America. And we just thank God, all our partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing. Nigeria, I thank God for you for showing up in thousands. Amen. Logging in. Amen. I know without a shadow of doubt by your constant participation that we are giving you something, being a blessing to you in your life. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for all our other partners and listeners. South America, United Kingdom, amen, Fiji, Norway. We just thank God for you all as well, amen. I mean, South Africa, amen. So we just thank God for you all for tuning in, amen. My God, this week is just really going to be a blessing week. I'm really going to engage into some teaching, amen, to really give you some understanding, amen, and especially mainly understanding for yourself, amen. It's mainly about for yourself, but it's great when we get understanding about neighbors and different things pertaining to individuals that is next to us, or how we engage to them and get some understanding how he or she, amen, to be able to do certain things, amen. Because sometimes I learned, amen, in this walk of Christ, that, you know, people could cause you to get a little discouraged, and people, you know, can cause you bring some disappointments, amen. Even they can cause, amen, to some, amen, it caused them to lose faith. But once we begin to get understanding and begin to learn about different things, amen, it begins to allow our understanding, my God, our understanding will rule over different things that people do, and we'll keep the faith and keep the strength and keep walking with God, and we'll begin to love people, amen, for who they are. So I just want to bless God for you all once again, amen. I know this week going to be a power-packed week, amen. Especially learning about the Holy Ghost, amen, inside out, outside in, amen. It's just really going to take that much of teaching, amen, plus more, amen. But I believe I can wrap it up within this week, amen. And also tonight, around about 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., amen, I'm definitely going to be on tonight, and I'm definitely going to be breaking a lot of things down, amen, with our ADM family. So ADM family, I want to make sure you log on tonight, because you really need to understand and really get some teaching, amen, and that way you can really have some understanding how to move forward and engage in, with individuals, amen, and people, you really need to learn this, amen. I know that this type of teaching is not really broken down in ministry. It's basically just telling folks what to do, how to do. This is what you need to do. You got to have this, or you don't have this. This is what it looked like. It doesn't really what it look like. Well, I'm not going to say a thing right or wrong, amen, but what I'm going to do, allow the Bible, my God, the Bible extract the word of God, and let the Bible tell us if we are incorrect or if we are correct, amen. Let the Bible tell us if that's our interpretation pertaining to man, or that's interpretation pertaining to the scripture, amen. But nevertheless, we're just going to keep on keeping on and keep giving the word of God, and just keep blessing God for our life. Listen, Mother Jackson, if you're on, I want you to press 1 on your phone, my God, so you can take us in the prayer. You just need to press 1 on your phone. Amen. Amen. And we just want to just thank God and lift him up. Amen. And we're just going to bless his holy name. Amen. Mother Jackson, if you dare, amen, go ahead and press one and jump on in. My God. And I'm just telling you, saints of God, God is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, saints of God, we're just going to keep on blessing his name. One thing that I found out in the this walk with God, amen, the more information you know, I mean the correct information, the more information that you know, then you will begin to have more understanding. The Bible declares that one of the fruits of the Spirit is understanding. But how can you have understanding if you don't have knowledge? How can you have understanding if you don't know? Amen. How can you have understanding if you have the incorrect knowledge or you just have a little bit? You need the full understanding, the full knowledge of something to get the whole understanding. Amen. It's just like the story of different things. Amen. You need the whole understanding for you to get it. Sister Squeeta, go ahead and take us up in prayer. And for we can go ahead and I feel a teacher on me this morning. Amen. God bless you, Sister Squeeta.
God bless you, Apostle, and good morning once again, saints. We thank you again for tuning in. As I decrease in me, O God, and increase in you, O God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Today, O God, be a day like never before, O God. Today, O God, we will give the true understanding of you, O God, like never before, O God. As you continue, God, to pour in the men and women, O God, we thank you, God, for this day, O never before, O God, like never before, O God. As we continue, to God, to push forth, O to God, like today, O God, like never before, O God, in you, O God, we continue, God, to grasp onto you, O God, like never before, O God, and continue, God, to love you, God, like never before, O God, to commune with you like never before, O God. Continue, God, to pour in us, God, the joy, God, the joy, God, thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, thank you, God. Continue, God, to give us, God, the nourishment that we need, God, for our salvation, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. Continue, God, to have mercy over us like you do every day, O God, just this far, O God. Thank you, God, for loving us, God, like you love us, God. Thank you, God, for giving us the joy, God, you give us, God, the peace, God, the love, God, you give us every day, O God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're giving to our life, that God, that you add to us, God. And thank you, God, for the things that you're taking away, O God, that's not like you, O God. We thank you, God, for giving us the enrichment, God, of our life, O God, like never before, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. It's true mercies, O God. It's kingdom, God, kingdom promises, God, that's adding us to us, O God. We thank you, God, for the head protection, God, that you're going up for this magnificent money, God, before us, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. We thank you, God, for the pureness of you, O God. We just have a thankfulness of you, O God, for loving us, O God, like never before, O God. And continue, God, to push us past our limits, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for doing the things you're doing in our life, God, for lifting the men and women up, O God, in today's society, O God, to bring forth the truth word in God, O God. We thank you, God. We thank you for them, O God, because it's truly needed in this day and time, O God. We thank you, God, for the Lord, God, that you grace across this world, O God. The magnificence of you, O God, we love you, God. For this day forward, God, we will continue, God, to pray your name like never before, O God. As I continue to, God, to walk into you, O God, like never before, O God. Continue, God, to make sure, God, that I walk the walk and talk the talk the same way it lines in one, O God. So I will not be a hypocrite of the Bible or a hypocrite of my own talk, God. May, God, I continue to walk like I'm supposed to, God. We will continue to walk into you, O God. We continue, God, to bless this day forth, O God. We continue to move forth in joy, God. It's you, O God. I pray, God, I love you for more. Evermore, God, I love you, God. For this day forth, God, to praise your name. It's you, God, I love. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We just thank God for Minister Kuita giving us that prayer. Amen. And most of all, say so, God. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. It is a blessing. It is, my God, always a blessing to come in and just commune with you. Listen, all this week, amen, I'm going to be on and off. I'm going to be on and off and on and off and really going to teach and dig down into this Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Really give you some understanding for you to continue to move forward in your life. The best thing that I love about it is understanding. Amen. Because majority of the people, especially in the body of Christ, it's their understanding that makes their perception. It's how they understand different things, how they engage that determine their perception. And what they understand is what they've been taught. Some people, they taught themselves. Some people have been taught by hearing different things from different leaders, different preachers, or in general conversation. But how whatever they an individual have been taught pertaining to the Bible, the Word of God, and begin to shape their perspective. Amen. I don't see many of people came and attacked some things that is of God, but in their perception, in their mind, it's not of God. Amen? Because why? I always use this term, it's a lack of word. They have a lack of biblical word inside of them, so they begin to attack different things, amen, because what? They don't know. Amen? What is the evil, amen, in the kingdom? It's the absence of, what is darkness in the kingdom, amen? It's the anointing of man. It's the anointing of of individuals. It's the anointing of scriptures or anointing of verses. Really doesn't know, amen? It really uses the term as ignorant pertaining to the word of God, pertaining to the scripture, and it becomes darkness. It's the darkness, amen? And that's what the enemy loves for individuals to move forward. He loves for individuals do not get the whole understanding. Just get partial understanding, because partial equals to, it's almost like do a math equation, amen? When you're trying to add a positive and you're trying to end a positive with a negative, and if that negative is greater than the positive, even though it becomes lesser, but it still is a negative. And that's what the enemy loves, amen? He loves no matter what to keep you into a negative place. The more you don't understand, or the little you do understand, or even if you try to get it, you get it from your own understanding, amen? He loves it. Even the Bible declares, lean not to your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge the Lord, amen? And there's always been this debate and been this area about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, and all this. And, you know, the church community, they really put it, we really begin to label who has it and who don't, amen? We really begin to label, and because somebody display, my God, the Holy Ghost, or display what looks like the Holy Spirit, we begin to label that is a true man or a true woman of God, amen? But does the scripture label what we label? Does the scripture begin to identify and use these terms on different things as we use it, amen? Well, we got to find out what the scripture says, because one thing that I found out, all these labels, it begin to resonate from what individuals been saying, what we've been hearing, what we've been teaching, amen, what individuals been taught, or what they've been hearing, or what they've been in the group. And a lot of times these terms or what we be labeling on doesn't even line up with the Word of God, doesn't line up with the actions pertaining to the Bible, unless someone begin to use the scripture and begin to interpret it, amen, to where it makes sense to what he or she is talking about. This is why I love the fruit of understanding, because understanding, you have to gather, not partial, amen, you have to study to show thyself approved. You have to gather all information. You got to gather information to really get the complete understanding, amen? And a lot of times, many people don't have the understanding that you may have because of the work and what you don't put into, and this is why I always use the term, with the body of Christ, you need to know the Bible from Genesis through Revelation, not through a verse, not through a chapter, amen? You can go to a book of Proverbs and use this verse, and now you need to understand the whole story, not part of the story, because it's the whole story, it's the whole book, it's going to give you the ending, amen, pertaining to what he or she is talking about. If not, you're just going to get partial understanding, and partial understanding is going to equal, it's going to equal to you not seeing results, or you're going to see results that you don't want to see, and you'll begin to have judgment mentality. You begin to react on people. You begin to, I don't want to deal with folks, and all this kind of stuff, all this kind of stuff, to where we begin to use terms, I'm going to make heaven my home. Well, how you know that these individuals are not going to make heaven their home, amen? Who is you? It ain't like you're going to be living with individuals 24 hours, 7 days a week. You don't know if they change. You don't know if they repent. You don't know what caused them to act or do certain
things, amen, you don't know. And you still having grudges of the last gossip or last information that you don't heard through the grapevine. You still having the issues or what the last person did to you, but you don't even know if they got their life together. Because why? Because you may not deal with them up close or physically anymore, but that doesn't mean that they have not changed, amen? So you have to be careful about these terms, what we ain't going to do, my God, or who we don't want to be around, or what I don't want to fool with you, or don't want to deal with you. Well, are you going to make heaven your home? Amen. These same individual will probably be in heaven. What you going to say? Well, I don't want to be in heaven no more, because why? He or she is up in there. Amen. I don't want to do that, because I remember that individual. No. This is going to be a bunch of mess up in heaven, because you got all these kind of folks, my God, was down here on earth. Come on. We got to really think about what we say. We got to really think about where these emotions and these feelings begin to plug into a place. Or do they really make sense? I know it makes sense at that time when we begin to display these things and we get triggered, amen, with these emotions. It makes sense, amen. Well, it makes worldly sense, but it doesn't make biblical sense. And that's the two that I think it begin to pour back and forth in the body of Christ. We begin to bring worldly sense and mix it up with the sense or with the gospel or with the Bible, with the kingdom, amen. And we be having these polluted perceptions, amen, that it doesn't line up with the Bible, amen, not at all. And number one thing that we be having interaction about, and it be a collision, is with the Holy Spirit, amen. Who has it, who don't have it, who got this, who don't got this. Well, the Bible pretty much declares, my God, what is what, who is what is going to happen. And it give us a reason why it's here. It give us a reason. See, you got to understand something. Because something might dwell with you, it doesn't mean it's in you. I'm going to say that again. Because something might dwell with you, it doesn't mean that it's in you. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, let me just give you a little form of example. The Bible says in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the 17th verse, watch this, it says, in the last days it shall be, God declare, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. He said he's going to do what? I will pour out my spirit upon who? Upon all flesh. Amen. All flesh. It did not say, my God, your non-denomination. It did not say, my God, Pentecost. It did not say Baptist. It did not say just only believers. It did not say the ones that fast and pray 24/7, 7 days a week. It did not say the ones that doesn't watch TV. It did not say the ones don't go to, they don't go to movies or bowling alley because they don't want to get the world in their system. It did not say none of that. What it says, amen, in the last days it shall be, amen, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Y'all hear? Now it says, watch this, in your sons and daughters. Now it talks about generation. Now, you got to understand, this was written or this was spoken way before we was thought about. We go back to your grandma them, amen, way before we were thought of to come upon this earth, amen, way before you existed, amen. So guess what? He's the sons and daughters he's talking about is who? You. He's talking about who? Me. He's talking about you. He's talking about me. That's why many of you, and I can trace back all the way back to my youth years, my child years, amen, how these gifts that I didn't have a clue about was manifesting. Amen. It says, and your sons and daughters shall what? Prophesied. That the Bible speaks of it in the First Corinthians, the 12th chapter, when the Holy Ghost, one of the signs is what? Prophesizing. One of the signs is what? Prophesizing. And it says, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Watch this. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. amen, in the 18th verse, it says, even on my male servants, now it talks about the workers. Just not talking about all your good people that is in good place, amen. It ain't just talking about the seed. It ain't just talking about the children, amen. So we go into, well, they just got it imparted into them. They got it inherited into them. Well, they said, even on the male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall what? Prophesy. Now male servant spirits, female servant, the servants of the Lord, his servants, amen. So now it deals with, in this 18th verse, it's dealing with the church, amen. This 18th verse, the 17th verse, it was dealing with who? Everybody. The 18th verse, even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my what? My spirit, and they shall do what? Prophesy. Now it talks about the body of Christ. Amen. We in the body of Christ on the 18th verse, but it did not give a specific, my God, who is talking about. It says, my God, but it did give a specific, amen, who he was talking about. It says that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. It says everybody. It don't matter who you are. It says everybody. And that's something that we have to, number one, you have to understand. I know it probably wrapped around your head like, how can that be? How is that possible? Well, it's the reason why God pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. It's the reason why, amen? I don't think I have enough time today in this segment to really break it down, but it's the reason why he done that, amen? In Old Testament, it wasn't like that, amen? Because why? The spirit began to dwell, number one, the chosen prophets, chosen ones. Then number two, the chosen, the priesthood, the priests, where the spirit of God began to dwell upon them. And people had to go through man, amen, to get to God. They had to bring different offerings and different things. But when Jesus came, amen, all that cycle, he began to break that cycle where you go before God himself. God would deal with you himself, amen. You don't have to go through nobody. You go directly through who? Through the Lord. Let's look at John, John, the 14th chapter, the beginning at the 16th verse. Really going to break this down, amen. Then I'm going to elaborate a little bit on it, amen. So watch this, John. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be abide with you forever. Amen. My God, this is Jesus. He's discussing with the disciples. Amen. And he's discussing what is going to come upon the world. He said, I will give you another comforter. Who is the comforter he's talking about? Well, let's not identify it right now. Let's let the Bible to identify. Amen. Let's not try to interpret it or break it down right now. Let's keep reading and let the Bible do so. Amen. That way you can always point back. It's what the Word of God says. Amen. Pertaining to the correct story. A lot of people use verses and say, well, this is what the verse said. This is what, well, it doesn't mean, you know, that probably what it says, but the story don't add up to where you're trying to put it. So in this case, we need to figure out why the Holy Ghost is here. What makes the Holy Ghost is here? So we need to find out. Is that another name for the Holy Ghost? I don't know. Let's keep talking about. It says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now, that's the truth, amen. People cannot receive truth. They have an issue with truth. Now, they don't got an issue with truth or pertaining to somebody else, something else, but they got an issue pertaining to truth. You know, majority of people got an issue pertaining to truth about them. You start telling folks about them and their action and all this kind of stuff to hold them accountable, you're going to get ready to have some problems, big time. It says, number 17, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwell within you and shall be in you. He dwell with you. That's number one. He dwells where? With you. That's number one. Behind with you is a comma there. So now we're going to start another area. And shall be in you, period. That's number two. So we got one, dwell with you. Number two, dwell in you. Y'all hear me? Dwell with you and dwell in you is two different things, amen? Somebody could be with you on the side of you. Amen. They with you. They holding your hand. They with you. But that doesn't mean they are in you. Amen. But they're on the side of you. They with you. They in your perimeter. They in your area. They could be in the car with you. But that doesn't mean they are in you. This is two different things. Y'all hear me? Dwell with you and dwell in you. See, we get these two areas mixed up. Amen. We get it mixed up. Area mixed up that the Holy Ghost is dwelling with somebody, then it is in somebody. It's a different when it's dwelling with somebody, then it is in somebody. Y'all hear me? So we got to understand that these two different things, because what the body of Christ done did, they don't put all of it together. You know, they all put, it's either the Holy Ghost in you or it's not. It's either you got it or you don't got it. Well, it goes against the scripture. For what we just, the little bit we just read in the last days is going to pour out his spirit in what? Upon all flesh. Amen. So it goes against that. If we're going to say if it's in you or you got it or you don't got it. Well, what about the spirit that God is pouring upon all flesh? Amen. So it's going to dwell with you or it could be in you. My God Almighty. So we got two areas right here. And it says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And now Jesus uses this term again, that I am what? I in you. He said, I am in my Father. My Father is in me, and I in you. Use that term again, in you. Very quick, very clear. Amen. It ain't talking about dwelling this time. It's talking about this is his position. My position, I shall be where? In you. But in the Holy Ghost, it says, dwell with you and also shall be in you. Got two positions here. But Jesus said, my position, I need to be in you. Amen. Number 21, watch this. And it says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is love that loves me. And he that loved me shall love of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. How do we show the love of God? Keeping the commandments. How do we show the love of God? Applying the instructions, doing what he told us to do. How shall we show the love of God? Amen. This is what I'm trying to share with you all. It's not about the words that you say. Your words you say is great. You know, the enemy know how to put some words together. Y'all look in the garden in the evening. He can put some words together, but it's the actions that speak louder than words. Amen? So don't get caught up in so much what people say. I thank God for what people say. Amen? Sometimes they show love through words, but it's the action. And I tell them, for a pastor, amen, you showing up to your local service, you showing up to prayer meeting, you learning, amen, you applying the teaching. That's how you show the love, amen, through your leadership. You're showing them love. I thank God for you. You're helping me. Amen. Not being rebellious and all that kind of stuff. And you say, you know what? I just love you. I just love you. And you're just rebellious and don't want to listen to nobody. Always got some, you know, always got issues, something to say. Somebody's trying to tell you right. You're trying to tell them the reason why you ain't doing that. All that kind of stuff. No, that is not leadership. No. So we got to make sure to go. It's the actions. Amen. It's the asking. And the Bible declares, my God, go down to 24th verse, and it says, he that loved me not, keepeth not my sin. And you don't keep the word of God. Amen. You just wishy-washy. You back and forth. Amen. And the world shall hear, the world which ye hear is not mine. Amen. So in other words, you got all this stuff you hear. This is where people would get me off. Amen. That, oh my God, the Lord just speaking to me. He's just doing all this. Let me get there. It says here in the scripture, what I'm talking about, it says that right there in the scripture as well. But the Father which sent me. Now watch this. In 25th verse, it said, these things I have spoken unto you, being yet. Now 26th verse says, but the Comforter, now is displaying who's the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now I can use the term and says the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. See how you have to do a little bit of reading, do a little bit of studying? Don't try to interpret. Let the scripture interpret it for you. You just do your research. You just study the show. That way you won't. won't never get it twisted, amen, or you begin to go down this other path, amen, of what different things is, what the sands of different things. You won't get caught up, amen. It tells us now, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now that's the identify the position of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. My God, he shall do what? Now this is his duty. He shall teach you all things, amen. And it say what things? And it said what things? See, this is where the church, see, we got to come on. We got to be clear with this thing, amen. He shall teach you all things. What the, he didn't say just spiritual things. He didn't say, well, he just shall teach you the kingdom. He just shall teach you heaven. He shall teach you the angels. He shall teach you, he's going to teach you. He didn't say, he said he shall teach you things and bring all things. It didn't just say specific things. Amen. It shall bring all things to your remembrance. You see how religions get you locked in. And you know, the Holy Ghost, no, the Holy Ghost is just not going to only teach you just this one category. The Bible didn't say that. It says it shall teach you things. Amen. Things. What is things? Well, things pertaining to you and your life and your walk. Not only spiritual, it's a balance here, amen? You got things pertaining to the natural world. You got things pertaining to the spiritual world. It says it shall teach you what? Things, and bring all things to your remembrance. Who said, whosoever I have said unto you, amen? It's going to bring different things to your remembrance. Things are the word of God and what God has said to you. So, amen. So the Bible declares in number 27, it said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. The world give it. This is the thing that I was telling you about. Amen. When we have the peace of God, we begin to let go of the different things that is overwhelming us. And we just begin to put on the assurance of the Lord. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Y'all hear that? Amen. Watch this. It says, ye have heard how I say unto you, I go away and I come again unto you. For if you love me, ye will rejoice because I said I will go away to my Father. For my Father is greater than I. Amen. And the Bible declares, and I have told you before it's come to pass, that when it comes to pass, ye may might believe. Amen. Ye may might believe. Amen. It says, when it comes to pass, that ye may believe. This is the thing that God, I be trying to tell people, God want to make you a believer. He want to do things in your life for you to know that he's the God that in your life. Amen. He want to do things in your life. He want to He want to bless your life. He want to, my God, it's not all about God want to whoop you all the time, and God want to bring all these judgments and different things on your in your life all the time, amen. But God want to manifest his spirit to you. He want to manifest his love to you. He want to manifest different things to you, amen. So, I you know, we got to understand that God is a God that he really want to manifest. Now, he's the God of order. So when we step out of that order, because what? We done accepted his laws. We done accepted different things. And a lot of people accepted things that they did not know what they was getting into. And they had to learn. Amen. And some people accepted things for a picture that somebody painted. Amen. And they accepted all these things. And now they don't got into it. And they learning that it's much more than that. It's much more than that. Amen. So they be having a little turbulence, a little different things that is going on within their life. Amen. So we just got to understand that. So we understand now. That's for these little scriptures that we have, and I'm going to wrap it on up. Amen. So we understand. Let's go ahead in the beginning. We understand that in the last days, the Bible declares they're going to pour his spirit upon what? All flesh. Amen. It just didn't use the term just the soul's winner and the saints of God. It says upon all flesh that is going to pour his spirit upon. See, this is how you're not going to have no excuses. Amen. When you go before the Lord in heaven. So not only God put people in your life to hold you accountable and help you, also the Holy Ghost is there to do what? The Bible just said it. We don't read it in John. To lead and guide and be, and is also a teacher. And it brings back remembrance. Amen. Amen. And we understand that the Holy Ghost is what? A comforter. We understand that's the term that the Bible was using, comforter, and also the truth. Amen. And it was pertaining to the what? The Holy Ghost. We could drive that in now because why? The Bible spoke it. It not unveiled it. Amen. It did not, unveil its position pertaining to, amen, pertaining to with who and who is what. It did not say it's just the Christian people. It did not say just your Holy Ghost filled folks. It did not say. And this is where you have to understand, because somebody can manifest the gift, that doesn't mean the Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost dwells in them. Amen. I don't want to talk all way off. Amen. Let me just pull this up. Amen. I just didn't have this in my notes real quick, but I'm just going to run into it just real quick. Amen. So it did not dwell. Now, the Bible says, now this is what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. It says, now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Amen. So this is pertaining to using spiritual gift, Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost begin to come upon you. I just want to give you a reiterate of this again. And number 12:1 says that. 12:2 it says, ye know that ye were Gentiles carrying away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Amen. You were led. Amen. For wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaks by the Spirit of God called Jesus accuseth. My God. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, therefore, diversities of gifts. It's not diversity. I mean, different kinds, different types of gifts. So we begin to lock different things up in play pertaining to the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. My God. It says, now, therefore, diversity of gifts, but the same what? Spirit. See, when people begin to make, I don't know. Well, if you don't know if it's of God or not, I'm not saying to accept it, but you need to do more research on it before you throw it away. And a lot of people have the tendency, if it's something that they don't understand, we throw things away. We get rid of it. We begin to label something that ain't of God. Well, how do you know? How have you did the complete understanding in that operation and that move and that movement for you to know that if that's of God or that's not of God? This is where I always say it's a lack of biblical information that individuals begin to operate in, and they begin to operate in error or begin to apply things in error. It says, for I given you to understand that no man speaks by the Holy Ghost called it Jesus accused, that in that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different astonishment, but the same Lord. Amen. And there are diversities of operations. Y'all hear that? Diversities of operation is pretty much how somebody operates. Over here, they might use a program. That doesn't mean they out of the will of God. Over here, we don't use the program. Over there, they might have an A and a B selection. Over here, we just flow in the Spirit. Over here, they might have standing up and repeat the 23rd Psalms in concert. Over here, amen, over here, they just jump right into the sermon. Does it matter? Does it mean that this place over here is not a Spirit of God, but this place over here is? Well, the Bible says, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So we got to get out of this judgment thing. That's not the Holy Ghost. And that's not the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's a judgment and a religious mentality. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to perfect. See, listen, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit or the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man. You got to understand that. You all has the ability to manifest the different things that God done spoken, promised in your life. To, It's given to who? Every man. This is what the scripture ties in at. What profit a man to gain a whole world and loses his soul? It doesn't matter. You can still manifest blessings, wealth. You can say it's there for you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how saved you are. All that is matter, you put things in its proper place and put it in its proper order pertaining to what you're trying to purchase, what you're trying to get, and you're going to get it. It says but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. It says, watch this, for to one it is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. See, now it's given to every man. Now it's talking about some manifestation. It says one word of wisdom, another one the word of knowledge by the same Spirit to every man. So basically it says, it is saying how holy you had to be to manifest to manifest these operations. It's given to every man. Y'all hear that? So it because somebody able to manifest the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God to use an individual, that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit dwells in them. So now you've been getting to see them went back to club and drinking or whatever. Well, the Spirit of it's not in them. Amen. It probably dwelled it around them or dwelled it in their space. Amen. And use that individual, but it doesn't mean that it's in them. This is the manifestation. And the Bible says it's given, everyone has the ability. If God needs to use you and you're ready to be used, he'll use you. Amen. Didn't the scripture declare, I prophesied in your name, I healed in your name, I did all this in your name. And God said, depart from me, for your work was in what? Iniquity. Y'all hear that? Your work was in iniquity. So this is, this is why I try to teach. I teach ADM. Get caught up into the life that you live or the life that somebody live, not the operation that somebody display on Sunday morning, on a revival. Amen. Or when you hear from them, let the life that they live speak for themselves. And it says, then it keep going down. Amen. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Amen. To another the works of miracle. And to another prophecies. We just talked about that in the book of John. Prophecies. And to another discerning of spirit. Because you got the gift of discerning of spirit, it don't make you all holier than thou. Amen. And to another diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Amen? So that's two right there. I don't want to get into that because we got some denomination believe it's just one. Amen? No, that was just two right there. Amen? But all these works that one in the self-same spirit divided to every man, amen, divided to every man severally as he will. Is anybody there? Everybody there? Everybody? Y'all hear this? So let's go back and retract before I get off. Amen. We already understand the Holy Ghost. Number one, it came. In the book of when we read, in the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon who? All flesh. It didn't just say church people. Amen. It says upon all flesh. Some of you can remember you going to a club and you get that bad feeling. Oh, no, I don't need to go there tonight. You're going to the club. You're in the world. You're walking out. No, I think I need to go a different route. Amen. You've been led by who? The Holy Ghost. Even when you wasn't saved or you wasn't sanctified, it still dwelled around you. It was your what? It was somebody that helped lead and guide. It ain't had nothing to do with how saved you were. Y'all hear me? Amen. In the book of John, we already identified when God says he gave the role, given us the role of the comforter. And we understand in the Bible, it told us who is the comforter, the Holy Spirit. And it given us the word that the word of the comforter is going to lead us and teach us and bring back remembrance and different things like that. Amen. It's going to deal with us. It didn't say who had to have it. It did not say how saved you are. It did not say. But it did identify that one, it's going to dwell around you, but God wanted to dwell where? In you. It's the difference between where it's in you or it's around you. Amen. So number two, we already find down in 1 Corinthians to where it says to it's pouring out on the Spirit of God manifesting to everyone. It didn't just say a Pacific people. It did not say just the holy rollers. It did not say just the people got clean hands. It did not say nothing of that. It says it will pour out the Spirit. You'll see the manifestation, wisdom, all these different things. Amen. But it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in an individual. In an individual. Amen. So we already identified it. So we already got the foundation. Now can you take a step back and really see how people, and we could get it all twisted, but the Bible never said it. The Bible never said that I had to be this way or that person needed to be that way. The Bible never said because pastor doing all these prophecies and these miracles and working all this kind of work that he is a holy man. The Bible never said that. And this is how things people get hurt pertaining to when they find out or hear something pertaining to different people, different leadership, different ones that they hold high on a pedestal. Amen. And they hear about their downfall or weakness or something that came in, they don't got into it. Now, these folks here ain't no good. Well, you don't want to put them on a pedestal. God didn't. God put them on an area of high accountability, where they got a high accountability, but God never put them there. God never said, no, they got high accountability, and they're going to take a greater judgment pertaining to their actions. But people, you on a high pedestal, and, oh, that's a holy man there. That's what makes the man holy. We already read. It's not about their manifestation of the gifts. Everyone could do that. I just need to teach you a little bit, amen, and you begin to walk with your relationship with God. You can do that. It's the life that you live, amen. This is, you see that? The life that you live. So we can need to apply some understanding. We can just apply some understanding. I'm going to drive it deeper all this week, but we apply some understanding in these two areas, amen. When you see your brothers and sisters, one minute they was in praise and worship, giving God the praise, and the next minute, my God, you see them at the function, and hey, we're going to drop this thing. Because why? The Spirit could dwell around them, but it doesn't mean it's in them. God could use an individual and use an individual gift that he gave. You didn't give the gift. God gave it. And he didn't say you had to be all this stuff here. No, he gave the gift. And he could use the gift for his purpose. But that soul still could be lost that he using. Well, profit a man gained the whole world and still what? Lose his soul. I'm going to end it right here, brothers and sisters. Please join back in tonight at 8 p.m. I'm going to drive it a little deeper. We're going to continue this, amen, and give you more clarity, understanding. I hope that what I gave you pertaining to Scripture, pertaining to the Bible, pertaining to the whole chapter, what we were discussing, you can really apply some understanding. And we don't have to go to church, or we don't have to go and look at people with a judgmental eye. We will understand. And don't get caught up. And that's the different thing. That's the thing that with the saints of God, we begin to hear people, and they can be accurate with their prophecy. Then next thing you know, we get caught up. We get caught up as if that's chosen. Amen. God can use a donkey. If he got somebody he's going to use to get a message to you, you got to understand you're blessed. You are blessed because God can use whatever he need to use to get that message to you. God want to give you a message. He's going to use anything. But it doesn't make that individual, and he don't make what he used is pure, it's holy, it's all that. It doesn't. He just used them. Amen? The manifestation of the Holy Ghost, anybody can walk in it. You walk in the love of God. God can use you. He can use a drunk. I don't heard him use people that they was just toe up from the flow up, and they begin to speak. Y'all, they begin to preach. They begin to speak. They begin to use all kinds of things. But it doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost was in them, but the Holy Ghost was dwelling around them. Amen? It was dwelling. Y'all got that? Amen. We're going to be continue this, and we're going to go on also tomorrow, tonight, at 8 p.m. Y'all join in with me. Amen. 8 a.m. Love you all. Peace.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I'm not
another day. I've got a lot to say.
He's been good.
Put them together. He's been good.